Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Spokesperson for the American College of Emergency Physicians. She's Dr. Lee. And the Dr. Lee Vinoker Show.
Hi, and welcome to the show, Health from the Outside In on Radio MD. My next guest, Dr. Beltzos, is a board-certified obstetric and gynecologist in reproductive endocrinology and infertility. And there is a newer technique out for freezing embryos and eggs that can ensure better success for IVF. So before we talk about that, Dr. Beltzos, welcome to the show. And I wanted to ask you about this. Are we seeing and hearing more about infertility these days because women are putting off childbearing, or what's happening today? How common is infertility?
Well, these are really important questions that I think are really relevant to both men and women. And thank you again for having me on the show. You know, there are, when we examine the demographics of how often a couple might be challenged by trying to get pregnant and not being able to, it does seem to be increasing. And about 1 in 5 to 1 in 7 couples might struggle to get pregnant. And it does seem that it's a more common thing, partly because young women may be spending time establishing themselves in their education and in their careers. Married couples also try to delay pregnancy for financial stability and to kind of enjoy some of what they've been working hard to achieve. But the problem with that is that as we women age, then the ability of our egg to make a baby declines. And it will start to decline more rapidly as time goes on.
Right. And do you think, I mean, some of it could possibly be, you know, there is this kind of stereotype of the young modern woman who has it all, you know, she advances her career to where she wants it, and then she, you know, can have kids. And do you think that truthfully, I mean, it is maybe kind of a myth that we believe we can do everything we want to do and don't worry, modern science will take care of the rest?
Well, that is a very interesting point, and it is a myth that we are able to do it all when we want to do it. And some of these technologies have advanced to allow us to be able to do more. We take charge of our career, our education, and it is important to kind of take charge of your fertility and understand what you want out of your life. With this process of freezing, and we brought up this ability to freeze things through a process called vitrification, which means it's the egg or sperm or embryo is frozen very quickly, actually works much better than freezing slowly. And it does also allow for women who aren't ready to try to get pregnant to have that opportunity to preserve things for the future and at least try to have everything and to be able to do everything, maybe do it a little later.
Okay. So since you mentioned it, so vitrification, what is the difference between that and traditional? And is this only for the egg or is this for the embryo too?
It's for both. So we used to freeze things very slowly. Like if you look at your ice cube in your freezer, you'll notice it's a little gray and it has some crystals in it. And we would freeze things slowly like that. But those crystals can take the egg's equipment or the embryo's equipment, and there is machinery in there that helps it divide and grow. And it can break that equipment so that when it's supposed to start dividing, it's unable to. And through vitrification, it turns it into a glass-like substance. It almost turns it into a really slow-moving liquid or a gel. And that gel-more-like substance doesn't break the equipment. And so when you go to thaw them, they actually thaw, both egg or embryos can thaw very well. Egg is the largest cell in the body, and it's very difficult for the egg to recover from a thaw if it's been damaged, and that is a new technology. It was before, the chance of getting a baby from an egg that was frozen was less than 5%.
Wow.
And now that's dramatically improved. which has allowed young women to say, you know what, I'm not ready to have a baby, and I would like to freeze my eggs because I haven't found Mr. Right. I'm not in a place to have a baby yet, and who knows when. So by freezing my eggs, at least it'll buy me a little time to possibly do that in the future. If the eggs already fertilized, embryos actually thaw and freeze very, very well. In our laboratory, at a parent's IVF, we have a thaw rate of 95-98%, and they work as good as fresh embryos.
Huh. And you can tell right during the thaw whether it's going to be successful, or you can't say.
Yes.
With an embryo, do you just implant and attempt it, or you can tell from the thaw that it'll be fine?
Well, once it's thawed, and it thaws pretty quickly, it freezes fast and it thaws fast. So once we have that thawed embryo, we know that we have a good chance that this embryo, as good as it would have been fresh, and sometimes even better in a frozen cycle. And you had mentioned that this technology has allowed us a little bit more liberty. So for those couples who are actually trying to get pregnant with IVF, there's been a big movement in the recent last year or two to actually delay transferring an embryo. So someone might do their retrieval where we draw the eggs out 1 month, we freeze all the embryos, let everything calm down in the body, and the body may be more receptive to being pregnant and have a higher chance of getting pregnant and staying pregnant if we wait to transfer the embryo. And this technology, because it works so well to freeze embryos, really gives us a lot of elbow room to be able to offer that to couples, and it gives us higher success rate in many couples.
Uh-huh. So you're saying that going through as a couple this fertility with the hormones and everything, it just takes a toll on a woman's body. So sometimes, you know, it is better to get them off the drugs that.
Yeah,
cause...
and it takes a toll. The uterus, though nothing happened to the uterus, it's kind of reverberating. All this stuff's happening around it. It's like, whoa. So if you just wait, let it calm down, and put the embryo in at a later date, you get a better chance it could be ready to receive the embryo in many situations.
Well, so for women, I mean, I know that IVF is extremely costly for couples. There is more and more, married couples for a certain amount of time. Some insurance does cover it, but I would imagine that freezing an egg for a single woman who's decided to kind of put her fertility on hold is not something that insurance companies are going to cover. And so what is the cost with this new vitrification procedure?
You know, you bring up a very timely question, and should insurances cover fertility preservation, whether it be for let's call it social reasons, or and there are other reasons, like someone might be diagnosed with cancer, and that's called oncofertility, where they'll freeze eggs because the woman will receive chemo that will create a sterile ovary. So, but companies really want young, vibrant women in their workforce, and they want people to stay in the workforce after they've had children. So companies that are kind of leading the march on fertility preservation insurance coverage include Google, Facebook. Here in Chicago, University of Chicago covers egg freezing. So it is kind of a movement that's you just bring up such a great question and point that some do, but most don't. So the cost of this is going to run probably around $8,000 to $10,000 to do a cycle of egg freezing.
And then you can freeze them indefinitely. We only have about a minute left, but how long can you keep them frozen? And then what would you expect to pay every year to do that?
So when we look at the expiration date on frozen eggs, they will last for many years, but it's unclear how long. And then there is a fee to have them frozen, a few hundred per year.
Okay.
Is kind of an average. So
sounds very interesting. Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah. Thank you so much for being on the show. This is the Dr. Lee Vanocur Show, Health from the Outside In on Radio MD, where you can tune into your health.